Year in Review. This article was originally published on May 10. In 1884, at a time when Japanese girls were not allowed to be educated, a female missionary and Thorold native named Martha Cart Mail helped change their lives. With the help of the Methodist Church in Hamilton, she founded an elite Christian girls' school in Tokyo, Japan called Toyo Ewa Jogakuin. On Friday morning, 15 alumni of the school made the trek to Thorold to see their heroine's birthplace. At Lakeview Cemetery, they stopped to see the 60 cherry trees the Alumni Association had donated in Cart Mail's honor in 2013, near her former family homestead. The Japanese delegation was greeted by Mayor Terry Ugolini, who told Thorold Today of the important relationship between Thorold and the alumni of Toyo Ewa Jogakuin. Every 5 years, former students of the school come down to Thorold to see how the trees are doing, and they give the city a sizable donation to take care of them. The alumni were also greeted by Thorold resident Kathy Kerr, née Cart Mail, who is a descendant of Martha Cart Mail. "This is wonderful," Kerr told Thorold Today. "I call them my trees, and every time I come to the cemetery, I go into the office and I tell him, 'Take care of my trees.'" Martha Cart Mail is fondly remembered by the alumni of the school as she had an everlasting impact on women's rights in Japan. After arriving as a missionary in Japan in 1882, Cart Mail quickly found that women weren't allowed to be educated. She petitioned the imperial court for permission to found her girls' school, which opened with two pupils, in 1884, in a small house. But the numbers increased rapidly. Today, Toyo Ewa Jogakuin educates women from kindergarten all the way to university and beyond. It was Kerr's cousin Marcia and her husband Bill Young, who discovered the family's connection to Martha Cart Mail. After Kerr got in touch with Reverend Ariga at the Church of Hamilton, which had ties to Toyo Ewa Jogakuin, Kerr got invited to go to Japan and see the school herself. "When you go to Japan, everyone knows Toyo Ewa," said Kerr. "When we visited, we were treated like royalty. I told Reverend Ariga, 'We don't deserve all this,' but he said, 'It's you representing Martha. You're the family connection. They're treating you with the same respect they would give Martha.'" To keep the connection with Toyo Ewa alive, Kerr comes and greet the Japanese delegation every 5 years. "Because of Martha, I've had all these wonderful experiences that I otherwise would have missed out on," she said. With files from Kathy Pelletier.